That's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 3rd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is meet-cute, spelled as two hyphenated words. Meet-cute is a noun. It's a term that refers to a cute, charming, or amusing first encounter between romantic partners. A meet-cute can be such an encounter as shown in a movie or television show, or one that happens in real life. Here's the word used in a sentence from E! Online by Brett Malick. The star of E!'s new original TV movie, Why Can't My Life Be a Rom-Com, recently revealed the pretty cute way she met her current partner, and the story is just like a meet-cute out of one of your favorite films. Isn't it cute how two words can be introduced to each other and become an inseparable pair soon after? Well, that's exactly what happened when Meet and Cute got together in 1952. The duo was spotted in the New York Times Book Review in 1952 in reference to an unexpected rendezvous. This may well be, in magazine parlance, the neatest meet-cute of the week, the story of a ghost writer who falls in love with a ghost. Today the word is used often to refer to such encounters in films and television series, especially rom-coms and sitcoms. Writers of meet-cutes often develop plots by creating situations in which characters clash in personality or by creating embarrassing situations in which two eventual romantic partners will meet, or by creating a misunderstanding between characters who will separate but become friends in the end. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.